Just one halakha on the laws of Shabbat. Maybe we discussed it before, maybe we didn't. If we did, it will be Hazara. The question was, if one is eating pistachio nuts on Shabbat, and the shells of the pistachio nuts are obviously mukseh after he finishes eating them, because they're not even ra'ui, they're not even worthy for an animal eating it. Or for that matter, a shell of an egg. A person peels an egg on Shabbat. So the question is, what is he supposed to do with those shells? So it's obvious, if they're still in his hand after he shelled it, he could throw them right into the garbage. The question is, let's say he's at the table. So what the normal thing would do is to put it in a plate. There's a great machloket if he's allowed to put it in a plate, because that might be considered mebatel keli mehechano, which means that plate was not mukseh. Now you're putting something that is mukseh on the plate, and the plate becomes a basis, a base that's holding something mukseh. So you're not allowed to make something that was not mukseh on Shabbat, like the plate, make it mukseh by not putting mukseh on it and turning it into a basis. That's the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai, and the Chama Avdia also holds like that. So their advice is that before you put the shells from the egg or the fisto, the pistachio, into the plate, you should put something heter in the plate. Put a fruit in the plate, or put a fork on top of the plate, or a knife, or something that's heter, put on the plate. So now when you put the shells in there, the plate becomes a basis that var heter and asur. It becomes a base of mutar items and asur items, and the mutar items are more valuable, obviously, than the asur items. Therefore, you'd have no problem in moving that plate off the table. You can take it wherever you want, throw it in the garbage, take the knife off after, whatever it is, and you're okay. It should be pointed out that, let's say, a person put the shells in the plate, and he forgot to put a heter item on the plate. He could do it after, which means even if he didn't do it first, he could put something heter on it after and then carry the plate off the table and throw them in the garbage. I'd like to point out that the Menuchat Ahavar of Moshe Levi holds in this case very lenient. He says that by putting shells on a plate, it doesn't make it a basis at all, because the shells are not valuable and they become batel to the actual plate itself. So he's lenient. He says you don't have to put bread on it, you don't have to do anything. You could just put it straight in the plate, and after you finish, take the plate and empty it out in the garbage. That's a kula of Rabbi Moshe Levi. He writes it in his Teshuvot Tefillah Moshe. Those that are lenient like that, they have what to rely on. But Achav Vajan Halichot Olam, he prefers that one put something heter in the plate first, in order to get around all problems, so you follow all the shitot. So halakha l'maaseh, if somebody's eating these type of pistachios, or wants to peel the shells of eggs, he can do it, but preferably should put something in the plate, like I said, a knife, a fork, a spoon, or a fruit, or some bread, whatever it is. Some want to say that the bread has to be the size of a kezayit in order to be considered hashuv. Hakam Avdia doesn't hold like that. He says even less than a kezayit, it's okay to put it in there, as long as it's not crumbs. It says to be something substantial, and then you'd be able to move the plate off the table, take the bread out, and empty it out into the garbage. I'd like to point out also, when you're emptying it out into the garbage can, one should make sure that that's not the first thing you're pouring into the garbage can, because now you're making the garbage can also a basis. Now you're also putting mukseh in the garbage can. Therefore, you should put something heter in the garbage first, so now the garbage can becomes a basis advar heter and asur. Some people are careful before Shabbat, they make sure that in their garbage cans there's always something heter in there, like food or something that was left over, or something that's in there. So now when they put their shells and all the other stuff, they're not making the garbage can itself a basis. That would be something to be concerned about. So when you throw it in the garbage, make sure that that's not the first thing you're throwing in, because then you mevatel the actual bag and making that a basis to the shell. So make sure you put make sure there's heter in it from before, like I said, leftover food or something that you threw out from before.